Welcome to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and I want to start off by saying Merry Christmas to all of the partisans across the free zones, broadcasting from the free zones right now. I am your host, John Jacob Schmidt, and we're broadcasting outside the wire to all of you in occupied territory, gathering your friends and family around to celebrate the coming of our King. Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope you had a blessed week. Tonight is going to be a very short show, just a few minutes. I wanted to just, I would say farewell to you for 2018 and look forward to seeing you in 2019. This is the last episode of this year. This is episode 1845. So the next show, Radio Free Redoubt, will be episode 1901. And remember, we're going to be taking a week off for the Christmas holidays of the partisans at Radio Free Redoubt. We'll be taking a much needed break, and that will be that means no podcast and no radio show next weekend between Christmas and New Year's. So I won't have another opportunity to tell you, to remind you, those of you who are involved in emergency communications and members of AMRON and AMRON Corps, there is a AMRON-wide emergency preparedness exercise slash contest, which will be taking place beginning January 3rd. It's going to go on for 2 weeks. It's not 2 weeks of continuous radio operations. What it means is this contest will be taking place, and you will have 2 weeks in which to participate. So you can do it at your own pace, at your leisure, based on your schedule and when you're able to. So you can go to AMRON.com to learn more about that. I want to thank the AMRON operators for putting that together, specifically codename Romeo Mike 08 for so diligently working to put that particular exercise together. There's just way too many people to thank for everybody who's done their part to help support Radio Free Redoubt and keep that going, and also to help the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network continue driving forward and all of the training that's been going on. I sent an email out to our AMRON Corps members last night, thanking them just so sincerely. I just don't even have the words to say how I feel and how proud I am for everybody who's made sacrifices and dedicated their time and effort and energy and personal resources to ensuring that we have a nationwide emergency communications network in times of need, and who have stepped forward in real world emergencies to help pass emergency traffic and be there on the air for those folks who need it. So thank you guys. I am excited about 2019. There's a lot of really great things that are coming, and a lot of great things for AMRON. So just be ready. Take a break. Spend some time with friends and family. Be blessed. Remember the reason for the season. But, so go to AMRON.com. That's AMRON.com. Or phonetically, Alpha Mike Romeo Romeo Oscar November.com. To learn more about that training exercise or getting involved in generally speaking about emergency communications. So tonight's going to be just a short Christmas message. I want to share a couple of things I started to get into yesterday. I titled yesterday's show on Liberty Broadcasting Systems broadcasting out of Spokane on 96.5 FM. And that is... there's a couple of things that I shared with you, but I started to get into George Washington's crossing of the Delaware on Christmas. But I'll tell you what, the sacrifices the Patriots have made for us so that we can have this most amazing country, exceptional country on the face of the earth, was founded by men and women who had incredible character and dedication and vision. I went to mountvernon.org And I want to share some things. This wasn't just, we talked about the crossing of the Delaware on Christmas 1776. They were not sitting around watching football or eating pie and opening presents. They were in the middle of a war and a key critical battle that they had to cross the Delaware for in hopes that they would have victory. And that happened on Christmas. But that was just one of many Christmases where patriots who went before us were sacrificing so that we can enjoy the what we traditionally know as a time of downtime and leisurely time. It wasn't always that way. So you can go to mountvernon.org and look up George Washington at Christmas. But I want to share just some of these with you. A year before the Revolutionary War, Christmas 1775, during the first Christmas of the American Revolution, Martha Washington traveled to Cambridge, Massachusetts, to be with her husband. Martha's presence at the Continental Army's winter encampments not only helped to encourage George Washington, but also boosted the morale of the entire camp. And that was the first Christmas of the Revolutionary War. Now, a year later, Christmas of 1776, during one of the darkest moments of the American Revolution, General George Washington led his army over the frozen Delaware River on the evening of December 25th, 1776. The famous crossing of the Delaware led to the Battle of Trenton and a string of victories that revived the cause. But that's not all. Every Christmas, almost every Christmas, something extraordinary was taking place that was contributing to the birth of this nation that we enjoy and which we love. Christmas of 1777, General Washington and much of the Continental Army were at their winter quarters at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Almost half of the camp was either sick or dying during this trying winter. On Christmas Eve, Washington writes, quote, "Every regiment is to draw provisions to complete their rations for tomorrow." It snowed Christmas Day, and by the next morning it measured 4 inches deep. And these were men who were demoralized and without boots and without food. Many of them, very difficult time. In 1779 Christmas, George and Martha Washington were with the Army at the winter headquarters in Morristown, New Jersey. On Christmas Day, George Washington paid £15 for a band of music. A few days later, he attended the celebration of the Festival of St. John the Evangelist by the American Union Lodge of Ancient Free and Accepted Masons. So this goes on and on. Christmases where he spent it writing orders for his military. Just really amazing. So I want to take you to just 10 facts. Some of this I knew, some of it I didn't. 10 facts about Washington's crossing of the Delaware River. So, Washington crossed the Delaware River so that his army could attack an isolated garrison of Hessian troops located at Trenton, New Jersey. Most of us already knew this. Washington's aim was to conduct a surprise attack upon a Hessian garrison of roughly 1,400 soldiers. Remember, these Hessians were German mercenaries hired by the British, who, of course, had no loyalty to anyone except for their paycheck. They were pretty fierce fighters, and they were a force multiplier for the British, and made things extremely difficult for the Patriots during the Revolutionary War. So they were located in and around Trenton, New Jersey. Washington hoped that a quick victory at Trenton would bolster sagging morale in his army and encourage more men to join the ranks of the Continentals to come the new year. After several councils of war, General George Washington set the date for the river crossing for Christmas night, 1776. George Washington's plan of attack included 3 different crossings of the Delaware River on Christmas night. Colonel Cold Cadwallader was to lead his force of 1,200 Philadelphia militia and 600 Continentals across the river near Burlington, New Jersey. His role was to harass and prevent the British and Hessian units near the town from racing north to support the Hessians at Trenton. General James Ewing's force of 800 Pennsylvania militia was to cross the river at Trenton and take up defensive positions along the Assunpink River and the bridge. Ewing's soldiers would work to prevent the Hessians from retreating from Trenton. And then Washington and his 2,400 soldiers would cross at McConkie's and Johnson's ferries, roughly 10 miles north of Trenton, and would then march down to Trenton to surprise the garrison at dawn. This was an ambitious plan, one that even well-rested and experienced troops would have had difficulty in executing. Both Cadwallader and Ewing's forces were unable to cross the ice-choked river, and Washington's main force managed a crossing, but was more than 3 hours delayed. It took them 4 hours to march there, by the way. They also had spies and deserters that they had to contend with, which is something that the Patriots in the future are going to have to contend with. It's no different. Lurking within Washington's headquarters was a British spy who has never been identified, and this spy was privy to the early deliberations of Washington's War Council and correctly passed along to British Major General James Grant that Washington's army was looking to attack north of the river. Grant passed along this information to General Leslie and Colonel von Dunop, who then passed it along to Colonel Johann Rall at Trenton. And while Grant stated that he did not think Washington would attack, he did command Rall to be vigilant. Rall acknowledged the receipt of the important intelligence at about the same time that Washington was beginning his crossing. With typical Hessian bravado, Rall dismissed or even welcomed the threat, stating, "Let them come. Why defenses? We will go at them with the bayonet." So they didn't take it seriously. Well, Washington used the collection of cargo boats and ferries to transport his men across the Delaware. Experienced watermen from New England and Philadelphia were ably guided. They guided the boats across the challenging river. The crossing was made worse by the arrival of a strong storm that brought freezing rain, snow, and terrifying winds. And Washington's army, carefully planned timetable was woefully behind schedule, and Washington contemplated canceling the attack. The Continentals brought a great quantity of artillery across the river with them, and one soldier who made the crossing lived long enough to actually be photographed. That was Conrad Heyer. And there is a photograph of him here at MountVernon.org talking about this. But here's some other facts. Interesting. The Delaware River is less than 300 yards wide at the point where Washington's army crossed. Colonel Henry Knox was given command of the river crossing operation. It took the American Army roughly 4 hours to march from the river crossing site to the outskirts of Trenton. Temperatures for the crossing ranged from 29 degrees to 33 degrees, with brisk winds coming out of the northeast. Future U.S. President James Monroe crossed with the American forces and was wounded at the Battle of Trenton. Did you know that? Washington chose the challenge or countersign of victory or death for his forces who crossed the river. George Washington was 44 years old at the time of the Delaware River crossing. There were roughly 1,380 Hessian soldiers in and around Trenton at the start of that battle. And that was a very critical, key battle, the crossing. And also, it's interesting to note that just as they crossed, a fog moved in, which obscured their crossing. So, very interesting. A lot was sacrificed by many, many people, even on Christmas. This is how they spent their Christmases. So just remember that. And when we have our time of luxury and plentiful food and warmth and friends and family around us, sometimes we think we live in an uncertain future. Well, it was extremely uncertain for them. And something else I want to share with you when we part. I was going to read the Christmas story, but there was something that I picked up on. You know, I'm a big fan of Hillsdale College, and Hillsdale College, they offer free courses on American heritage and history and our Christian heritage and the Constitution. They also offer courses that you can pay for. You can get a degree through Hillsdale College, but they've done a wonderful job of providing free educational resources so you can learn about your heritage and your history. They're one of several besides Wall Builders that I often promote and talk about. And so I wanted to give them a little plug and play their Merry Christmas audio that they put together. This is the audio that I pulled from their video as a thank you to everyone for who has supported Hillsdale College. And they did such a great job with this. I'm going to close out the show with this tonight. So once again, very short show here at Radio Free Redoubt. God bless all of you. I want to thank all of you for supporting us throughout the year. And look forward to working with you during the next year as patriots across this great, exceptional nation continue to prepare themselves and their communities for future challenges ahead. But right now, we take the time to celebrate with friends and family and remember the coming of our King. And we look forward to his return again. So with that, you have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed and prosperous New Year. And we'll see you the first Sunday night, or the first Saturday, actually, after New Year's in 2019. And the next Sunday night podcast will be episode 1901 in 2019. So God bless everyone. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and this is Radio Free Redoubt, closing out 2018. Good night.
And it came to pass in those days that Caesar Augustus issued a decree that there should be a census of the entire Roman world.
So Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of David.
And there were shepherds lodging in the nearby fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, a messenger of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the messenger said to them, "Fear not, for lo,
I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapping clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel,
praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven,
and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." From all of us at Hillsdale College, to all of you and your families, Merry Christmas.